This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
Well, hi again, everybody, and welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Tim Alcorn, Jim Jones, of course, the dynamic duo on the other side, Kurt McLaughlin and Marty Allen. Boy, Jim, we've got a jam-packed show this week. How about Cavs GM Mike Gansey stopping by and paying us a visit? And then a little bit later on in the program, we're going to hear from your former partner on the radio side, J. Mike, one John Michael, now the television voice of the Cavs.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. I think the last time Gansey was with us, he wasn't the general manager.
So true.
That's how they've evolved for this young franchise, making all the right moves, Tim. And of course, John, my bud, you know, I'm close to John on all levels, and I'm so happy for him. A flawless transition to the television.
Yeah, he does a great job with AC and occasionally Brad Doherty joining them as well. So we're going to have a fun show. Mike Gansey, Cavs general manager, is up next. So stay with us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Welcome back. Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Alcorn, Jim Jones, of course, the dynamic duo on the other side of the window, Kurt McLaughlin, along with Marty Allen. And we're thrilled to have joining us this week on Cavs HQ, the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Mike Gansey. And boy, it's been a busy offseason for this Cavaliers team. We've got plenty of topics to delve into with Mike, so we'll get right to it. Mike, first of all, a huge thank you for joining us. As I said, I know you're very, very busy. So we're coming out of the draft, coming out of free agency. Ochai Agbaji, the number one pick in the draft with the 14th selection overall, and then a busy free agent period for the Cavaliers. Kind of walk us through how those decisions were made.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was obviously very, very busy. Draft, free agency. Essentially, we have seven new Cavaliers, if you want to, you know, include the second round, as we were busy there as well. But, you know, obviously the draft started with Ochai Agbaji, you know, national champion, most outstanding player from Kansas. All he knows is winning. Being at Kansas, playing for a Hall of Fame coach, Bill Self, he's gotten better each and every year at Kansas. And, you know, he kind of brings us something we don't have, kind of a weapon, an outside shooter, a guy who can run off screens, guy that can take pressure off Darius, our bigs, you know, and just have a knockdown shooter outside out on the floor. And obviously he's a high character kid. You know, he's going to fit in well with our group. I mean, he's a hard worker. You know, there's just so many good things to say about him. And he's, you know, he's 22, but he's still got a lot of room to grow, a lot of improvement. And we're just excited to have him because he's exactly what we needed with our group, and he's going to fit in well with our guys. And I know the coaches are excited as well.
Mike, thanks for joining us again. And once again, congratulations on the well-deserved promotion. But when I look at Agbaji, were you surprised that he was still around, just like you were surprised when Mobley was still around.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was like, we thought going in, it was like 50-50, he would be there. And I think we got lucky with Detroit kind of trading right before us and taking, you know, the Duran kid from Memphis, a big. So I think Charlotte, I think I heard or, you know, rumored to like Ochai at 13. So, you know, we were excited he was there. You know, obviously it didn't take us long to call in the pick of him. And, you know, we had him in for a workout. He was tremendous in the workout. We got to know him, you know, and obviously we've seen him a lot over his 4 years at Kansas. So I think it was 50-50 there. And we were just really excited that he was there at 14.
Mike, can you touch on the fact that he has 4 years of college basketball experience? Of course, as of late, the Cavs have taken guys with certainly not that amount of college basketball under their belt. How important is that?
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, we're trying to make a step this year. You know, obviously, we're right there on the footsteps of a playoff berth last year. And adding someone like Ochai, who, I mean, is not going to be afraid of the big moment. You know, he's played in the Final Four. He's won a national championship. He's played in huge NCAA, Big 12 tournament games. I mean, been in tough environments, has had to deal with a lot of adversity. I mean, they were down, what, 15 in the national championship game and came back. So, he's kind of seen it all, I guess you could say. So I think that's going to help him with his transition to the NBA and then just being around our group with, you know, hopefully meaningful games all season for us that he'll be ready, you know, as he's called upon to help contribute.
You know, Mike, you guys just, you're on spot every time you make a move. You know, you guys are really having the luck of the draw. I mean, I'm looking at your bench play. And I know that had to be a concern. It just seemed like some of the young guys just wore down last year. But now you're coming back with a veteran bench. A lot of tough decisions are going to have to be made, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously with free agency, adding, you know, Haul Neto, Ricky, Robin Lopez, and Ochai, and even Isaiah Mobley to a degree. I mean, we hope there's at least 3 to 4 rotational players there. Obviously, Haul started quite a bit for Washington. You know, Robert Lopez is a serviceable big that's been around a long time. So, you know, obviously last year we had so many injuries kind of at the worst times. And, you know, you can't have enough depth. And I think that's what we kind of focused on. Obviously, priority bringing Ricky back, you know, obviously it's going to take him a little bit of time. But getting Haul and Robin, basically our top two free agency targets, to commit to us is a huge deal. You know, I mean, these guys want to be in Cleveland. They've seen what we did last year. You know, they've talked to the guys on our team. Some, you know, Haul has a relationship with Tony Lang, so, and has a relationship with Ricky. So, like, you know, obviously they talked to them and they said good things and they're excited for the challenge to kind of take that next leap. You know, like, we're right there. And I think just adding those pieces, you know, because you know how it is, 82 games, people get injured, you know, rolled ankles, you know, sickness, hopefully no more COVID. And you can't have enough depth, and that will kind of hurt us last year. So that was kind of our priority to build our bench. And, you know, I think we have 14 guys that, if needed to play, can play.
Mike, I want to follow up on Ricky Rubio, because we all saw the impact he had on this basketball team last year, not only on the floor, but in the locker room, his mentorship of Darius Garland. Can you talk about what his return will mean to this team, to have him back in a Cavalier uniform?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, you saw how we played with him on the floor last year. I mean, we were blowing teams out and just playing at a high level. And he just makes everything go. You know, I think he obviously really helped Darius take a leap, you know, in terms of the point guard position, kind of mentoring him there. And then just our bigs. And you know, he's just a basketball player. He's been around the league for a while. He's won big games. You know, obviously he's played with the Spanish national team and has won a ton of games there. So like, he was kind of that engine that made us go and kind of gave us that confidence and kind of, you know, lifted our guys that, hey, we can play with anyone and beat anyone. And just having him back, even though he might not be ready from the start of the season, but just having him around, having him on the bench, having him in practice, like, he's going to empower our guys and give our guys confidence that, you know, we can beat anyone on any given night.
Mike, before we take the time out and take the break, just real quick, is there a tentative timetable for Ricky?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he got hurt, what, end of December? So, you know, obviously, you know, we got to bring him in, see where he's at, and then kind of just, you know, once, especially when camp starts, just kind of see where he's at. But one thing is, we're not going to rush him or push him because, you know, obviously getting Haul, you know, and having Karis and Darius and, you know, hopefully we'll have enough bodies to kind of hold us through until he gets back. But, you know, I would hope Christmas, you know, but we're not going to give really no timetable just because we don't know where he's at quite yet until he gets here.
Perfect. All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll have more with Cavs general manager Mike Gansey. He joins us on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones. And, of course, great to have with us this week the Cavs general manager, Mike Gansey, as he joins us. Of course, the Cavs starting Summer League out in Vegas. So we'll delve into that. But, Jim, I'll let you get things rolling as far as segment two is concerned.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Vegas. You know, Mike, people really don't understand how important that summer routine is. Could you talk a little bit about what the Summer League offers?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. You know, obviously with Ochai Agbaji, Isaiah Mobley, you know, even Luke Travers that we drafted and as well RJ Nembhard, you know, like those four guys are very important because one, for the rookies, it's kind of their first experience and learning the NBA, you know, seeing what it's like with the rules, you know, the spacing, the concepts, and just figuring out the Cavaliers mindset. So that's huge, one. And then obviously RJ kind of coming into his second year. You know, last year he played really well with the Charge, but didn't really get a whole lot of opportunity for NBA minutes. So this is going to be a big summer for him, kind of taking what he learned last year and kind of, you know, putting it in here in a summer league and hopefully playing well. But it's just kind of getting your feet wet, you know, like a lot of our guys are in town here in Vegas. So we're trying to, you know, acclimate our guys with our new guys, with our old guys, and get everyone together and just work out a couple days and, you know, just bring the band back together. Cause last year, you know, chemistry was huge with us, and just to have everyone back together again, even though it might be 2-3 days, I think is huge. Cause you know, Ochai can kind of get to know Darius, get to know Evan, get to know Jarrett, get to know the rest of our team, and kind of start that chemistry out here in Vegas.
Mike, I've had a lot of fans ask me and folks along the Cavaliers Radio Network, when I chat with them, ask me about Isaiah Mobley. Talk a little bit about Evan's older brother.
Yeah, no, I mean, Evan can play. Like, you know, he's similar to Evan where he's just a really highly skilled, you know, great feel for the game. I think, you know, the thing that he's going to focus on this summer league is just shooting the three ball, you know, and be more consistent there. Because each year at USC, he got better and better. And, you know, I think that's going to be his swing skill here at our level. And, you know, he's just going to fit in because he's just like Evan. He's going to make the right play. He's going to be in the right spot. It's a credit to their dad, really, because they're both the same in terms of, you know, how skilled they are. But Isaiah is very vocal compared to Evan. You know, Isaiah likes to talk a little more than Evan. So that's the biggest difference. But we're excited to have him. You know, obviously he had three really good years at USC. You know, the first year, he was with Onyeka Okongwu from Atlanta. And then 2 years ago, he was with Evan. And then this year, he finally had his own team and really had a good year. So we're excited he was there at 49 and took him. And, you know, excited to have him in our family and excited to see him here in Vegas.
Mike, let's go across the river and talk about the Western Conference just for a second. In particular, the Warriors and their makeup. Look, they only had one superstar, but the strength seemed to be in their role players. Is that where the Cavs are gearing to? They're really trying to strengthen the role players' position.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, obviously we with Darius, with Evan and Jarrett, you know, hopefully we have a big three there, so to speak. And then obviously Lowry's right there behind us. You know, we added Karis. You know, last year was kind of a bumpy ride with injuries with not only him, but the whole team. So, like, I think we're going to see a much better Karis than what we saw. You know, we saw it in stretches, but it just wasn't consistent just because our roster was fluctuating day in and day out. But, you know, adding Ochai, adding Ricky, adding Neto, adding Lopez, on top of the Dean Ways, Lamar Stevens, Isaacs. You know, I mean, we just have so many guys that can play and play different roles. Like, hopefully we can get someone that can become Steph Curry. That would be nice, you know, but just to have a guys that can play different roles. And now coach has got a lot of different options, can play different ways, big, small, athletic, shooting, scoring, you know, so it's really exciting with our group. And, you know, I think they're going to be all bought in like they were last year. And, you know, no one's going to be worried about minutes or points or any of that. It's just, hey, how can we win this game tonight? And, you know, if Kevin's got to step up, Kevin will step up and Evan will take a back seat. You know, it's just that's kind of how we were wired last year, and I think that's going to continue.
Again, we're talking with Cavs general manager Mike Gansey. Mike, not only did the Cavs make moves player-wise, personnel-wise, they also made a coaching move. Luke Walton joins the staff with JB on the bench. As you and Kobe and JB talked about adding Luke, what went into that decision?
Yeah, no, I mean, big credit to JB. You know, I mean, obviously we had a great year. We already have a great staff in place, but he's like, let's get even a better staff. And, you know, I know he had a relationship with Luke. You know, Luke's obviously played with us. Actually, I remember I was an intern and actually picked him up when we traded for him. So that was, you know, small world that is. So, you know, and he even remembers that. So that's a good thing. And the big thing that really makes it feel good is like, you know, I mean, Golden State probably wanted him to come back and he chose us, you know, like he wants a challenge to be with the Cavs. He sees our young group and sees the potential we have. And he's up for the challenge to try to help us get to the playoffs and then obviously go from there. So that meant a lot where, you know, he's been with Golden State. I mean, he's been to the finals, he's won championships, and to have his experience, you know, being a head coach for three different teams, I think is going to be invaluable, not only for our players, but our staff and kind of a different mindset that we can have in our building that we didn't have last year.
Mike, just to carry on with that, this whole Cavalier group, you know, you and Kobe and both Bickerstaffs, you guys seem to have a great feel for each other. I watch you, you know, on the road and how you handle everything. And it just seems like there is a different culture here and a different confidence.
It really is a special group. Like, I love coming to work, and I don't even call it work. It's just, you know, it's just a great place to be. You know, JB is so easy to work with. You know, obviously we'll hash it out. We'll have disagreements, but always come to an agreement and we'll move on. You know, like he's a cheat code for us really, because, you know, talking about Howell and Robin and Ricky, like they talk to JB and JB kind of seals the deal for us. Cause you know, he's our head coach. He's the one that's basically creating the culture, you know, along with Kobe, and guys want to come play with us. Not only just the players we have on our team, but JB, the coaching staff. And, you know, if I was a player still playing, I'd want to play for JB too, because, you know, he'll push you, he'll get the best out of you, but, you know, he gives you freedom as well and lets you play. And maybe I've been saying it too much, but I think he's a cheat code, because getting these free agents, getting these draft guys that just, you know, he's changed the culture where the last year now free agents, talk about Karis trade, Rondo trade, like those guys wanted to be here. You know, when we called and there was an opportunity for them to come here, they're like, I'm in. Like, where do I, you know, I'll walk to Cleveland. So it's really changed in a good way. And that's a big credit to JB and Kobe just kind of building this culture, you know, the last couple of years.
Boy, that's a great way to wrap things up. Mike, as Jim just said, what a culture and what a winner we're building here within this Cavaliers organization. Can't thank you enough for joining us here on Cavs HQ. Enjoy more of that Vegas heat. Now it's a dry heat, Mike, but enjoy that Vegas heat.
I know. Well, I appreciate it. I'm honored to be on with the Dynamic Duo. So anytime you guys want me, please let me know.
We'll take you on that. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. We'll take a quick time out. We'll have more after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network. The Cavaliers have partnered with the City of Cleveland to launch Hoops After Dark, powered by the Cleveland Cavaliers, a six-week NBA-style basketball tournament and development program designed for men ages 18 to 26. The program is part of Mayor Justin Bibbs' comprehensive violence prevention strategy. Tryouts for the eight-team league took place at the end of June at the Cuddle and Zelma George Recreation Centers, which have both received refurbished basketball courts courtesy of the Cavaliers. Tournament action runs July 11th through August 19th. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with more Cavs HQ presented by Betway after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Fox lobs to the rim. Barnes is there. Allen altered that. Thompson can't tip it in. It pinballs to Mobley. The Cavaliers are all over the glass. Allen runs the floor. A breathtaking dunk by Jared Allen.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. It's presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones, and a guy who knows an awful lot about the Cavaliers Radio Network, now joins us. John Michael, who was the radio play-by-play voice of the Cavs for many years and now does an outstanding job on the television side as the television voice of the Cavaliers with Bally Sports, joins us to talk a little Cavs basketball and NBA basketball as well. So, Jay, Mike, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for joining us.
Gentlemen, it's always great to catch up, especially during the offseason. How are you guys?
We're doing well. It's been a busy offseason. I can't speak for Jim. It seems as though every time I talk to Jim, he's traveling the country somewhere.
You know, I'm an old guy. You know, us old guys, if we don't keep moving, you know, we're like a shark. You know, we just got to keep it. We don't know where we're going, but we got to keep moving.
Well, John, we appreciate you stopping by. And, boy, this offseason flying by, hard to believe. It's going to be a couple of months, and we're right back at it as far as Cavaliers opening up training camp and the like. So let's delve into this offseason first, just from the Cavs' perspective. Some free agent signings. Abaji, the number one pick as far as the first round, 14th pick overall for the Cavaliers. Just your thoughts on how this offseason has unfolded for the team that we cover.
Well, I like Ochai Agbaji, getting him at number 14. It's interesting, isn't it, guys, when you look at the dynamic of the previous four lottery picks that the Cavs picked up, all guys that were one and done, 1 year and right into the pros. We're talking about 19 and 20-year-olds. Agbaji's 22, 4 years at a strong program under Bill Self at Kansas. So in terms of his body, he's big, he's strong, he's NBA ready, and it's a different dynamic, isn't it? You know, it feels different having a guy here that in camp can crack the rotation. And then that's not to say, obviously, that the other lottery picks did the same thing, but it's different in that this guy has more experience. The staff talks a lot about his basketball IQ, his passing ability. So I'm excited to see what Agbaji has to offer. We'll see him in summer league, and then we'll see him in camp, of course. But I think the Cavs are happy with what they were able to do with that 14th pick. And you talk about free agency, guys. The signing of Ricky Rubio is a fantastic one. I mean, we could have stopped right there in free agency in terms of the Cavs and said, yes, they had a successful offseason, you know, and you bring in Rubio for three more years. When you harken back, guys, to Rubio's start to last year, you know, he had the wonderful Olympic tournament in Tokyo, was one of the top five players in that Olympic tournament, carried it right over into the season. And when you consider the emergence of Darius Garland and just how good Evan Mobley was in his rookie season and the play of Jared Allen, there was a point in the year, handful of weeks in, where you honestly could have said the player the Cavs could least afford to lose right now is Ricky Rubio, because he was so good at getting things going and quarterbacking that second unit and getting this team where it needed to be. And unfortunately, that's what happened. The Cavs lost Rubio for the season, but that's just how good he was last year when he was in uniform, began the season for the Cavs. They also bring in another experienced backup and Raul Neto at that point guard spot. So that solidified. And we saw last season with the injuries just how dear that position can be. And Robin Lopez, you were looking for another backup big. And Lopez, when he plays, continues to be somebody who can give you quality minutes off that bench. So I think Kobe Altman and crew had a terrific free agency stretch. And again, after you sign Rubio, I'd have said, that's plenty. Then they pick up Neto, they pick up Lopez as well. So I think the front office has to be thrilled with what they were able to do and what they are armed with heading into next season.
I totally agree with you, John. But let's talk about where this team is now based upon where they started this last season, which afforded them the opportunity to get a kid like Agbaji with all that 4 years of experience. It just shows you the progress of this team. Talk a little bit about tough decisions they're going to have to make for their bench players now.
Yeah, and I think it's a luxury. I think that's what you want, right? When you talk about this team progressing, Jim, and getting to where it wants to be, these are the hard decisions that the better teams in the NBA now have to make, right? I mean, you have Caris LeVert, who they got in the middle of last season, who presumably is going to be healthy coming into this year. Is he a player who gets starts, or is he a player who comes off the bench? Of course, Isaac Okoro is there as well. You have the likes of Lauri Markkanen. You have Jetty Osman. You have these wing players. You add Agbaji into that mix. I think it means good things for J.B. Bickerstaff and his staff in terms of having some players, use them in different situations, see how it plays out during camp, and we go from there. But, I think you're right, Jim. The progress that this team made last season was off the charts. I mean, we went from a team that was bottom five defensively, and that's not just two seasons ago. That's stretching all the way back to the final season that the Cavs went to the finals. That 17-18 year, they were still one of the worst teams, statistically speaking, during the regular season defensively. They were top five last year. Just had a new feel. You know, you have those 3 7-footers out there. Now, again, presumably you can come in with some bench guys. Ricky Rubio leading that crew later in the season. It's going to take Ricky some time to get back health-wise to where he needs to be. But, man, I think it all shapes up for promising things for this team. And, yeah, situation, Jim, where we're going to have some battles in camp to see who's going to secure those rotation spots. And I think that only means good things for this organization moving forward.
Guys, last year we saw Darius just take this incredible step forward to an elite point guard status, NBA All-Star. Who's a guy we should keep an eye on this camp and this year as far as taking a big step forward?
I think if you ask the team, they'd want Isaac Okoro to take that next step. You know, he's now entering into his third season. I mean, everybody knows. I mean, Isaac defensively has been one of the best that this team has to offer. And offensively, nobody knows more than Isaac that offensive game, he wants to take it to another level, you know, and we've seen it come in starts and spurts over the last 2 years. But, you know, believe me, right now he's working on that offensive game during the off season. And boy, if he can become a 10 point a night, a 12 point a night scorer, I think he can be somebody to watch. I want to see what Caris LeVert has to offer, guys. You know, his season last year, he was dealing with injuries, had to come in and assimilate himself to this team. He plays a certain style. So I think he had to get not only used to the team, but the team had to get used to the kind of player that Caris LeVert is. The challenge now over the next couple of months is figure out a best way to showcase Caris LeVert, to make him as effective as he can be with this team. So I think those are two players to watch coming into this season. And as before you talk about Garland, who made those leaps and bounds, that's before you talk about Evan Mobley, who probably has a huge chip on his shoulder because he didn't win Rookie of the Year award. It went to Scotty Barnes in Toronto, something I still shake my head about with the play of Mobley at both ends of the floor. So I can't wait to see what kind of a wrecking ball he is in his second campaign. I think there's a lot to watch, guys, a lot to like as this team moves into next season.
All last year, I had bragging rights, John. You know, I'm talking about the big three and tall ball. Yeah, big man is coming back. And, okay, we solidified that. But the Okoro, LeVert, and Rubio, and Neto, who's really a shooting guard, but he can't organize the offense with that second unit to give Rubio, take some stress off Rubio until he's healthy. I'm just thinking, man, you know, this whole franchise, it just seems like they're totally in sync, John, with what they needed and what they wanted, the risk to benefit of starting a big lineup. And now it looks like everybody in the league is trying to, at least in the West, look like they're trying to get bigger all of a sudden.
Yeah, I agree. And think about the guts, Jimmy, it took JB to do that. Right? I mean, say, all right, we're doing it. And you knew the other teams were thinking, what are these guys doing, right? They're putting a 7-footer and marking it at the 3. How can they possibly defend? You know, right? I mean, they're so limited with 3 7-footers, and it worked. I mean, and it worked beautifully. And frankly, when the Cavs were healthy, not many teams, if any, were figuring it out right at the beginning of the season. Now, you can't do that if you don't have players with the versatility and footwork of an Evan Mobley and a Jared Allen, but it worked, and it worked beautifully. And the big man was back, celebrating what we all were doing. So, again, the Cavs coming in healthy, they still have that, right? And now if you add a few more pieces that can enhance this team, you have that, plus you have that orchestrator coming back with the second unit, Ricky Rubio, when he gets healthy. So I love the way it looked. And, again, we talk about that defense. Boy, it was just so refreshing to see a team keeping the opponents off the board on a nightly basis, and in big part because of those 3 7-footers. That's all coming back. That's all going to be better. They have another year together under their belt. We see with the core and Golden State what it means for a team to have its core together for years and years and years, and what that experience can glean, you know, once you get onto the big stage. So I'm looking forward to seeing the big guys back, plus the new additions over the next couple of months as we head into the year.
Boy, great insights. John Michael, our guest on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Of course, John, the television voice of the Cavaliers on Bally Sports. We'll hear more from J. Mike after this on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
Fox is Daisuing here again on Okoro, dumps inside to Bagley, rejected by Allen. Oh my word, Garland, Mobley, you have to be kidding me. This is unbelievable.
Welcome back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. Tim Elkhorn along with Jim Jones, and again, our great friend and a huge member of the Cavaliers broadcast family, John Michael, the television voice of the Cavaliers on Bally Sports, joins us. And since you guys were partners for many, many years, Jim Jones, I'll let you start off segment two with J. Mike.
Oh, thank you, John. I just want to commend you on the transition to television. I mean, it was flawless. I mean, you were fantastic, man. Your insight, you know, the way you kept Austin in line.
All of that. Well, I appreciate it, Jim. Hey, I learned a lot from you, my friend. You sure helped in making that transition flawless. So thank you guys both always for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit, John, about what's happening in the East. All of a sudden, the Warriors, you know, having one of the worst records a couple years ago, now all of a sudden they're world champs again. Are they a real threat compared to what's happening in the East? The East is so strong.
Yeah, the East certainly is getting a lot better. And, you know, as I know, it turns the stomach of a lot of people in Northeast Ohio. What the Warriors were able to do again and, you know, winning the championship this past season. Jimmy, I think I'm better in the East just over the last few weeks, really. I mean, you start with the Boston Celtics, and we saw where their weaknesses were in the finals against the Warriors, looking for a true point guard, needing more outside shooting. And boy, Brad Stevens went right out and addressed both of those instantly. They bring in Malcolm Brogdon. Now they're gambling a little bit on the health of Brogdon, but boy, a healthy Brogdon can mean really good things for Boston. That said, Brogdon over his last five seasons has only played 60 games or more once. But man, if you can move Marcus Smart off that point guard spot, allow him to do the things that he does best, that team becomes a lot more dangerous. They also picked up Danilo Gallinari. He was waived after a trade, and they pick him up for virtually nothing. So now they add more experience, more outside shooting. Experience, of course, was another thing that Boston team was lacking, and we saw it in the finals. They get more with Gallinari. Brogdon's been around the block a couple of times, so I think that team's a lot better. Atlanta, they're looking to make a move. Their GM, Travis Schlenk, said during the offseason, hey, last year we decided to run it back after a terrific year two seasons ago. Maybe we should have been a little more aggressive. They did get aggressive in trading for DeJounte Murray. Paid a heavy price for him in terms of future assets, but now they put Murray alongside Trae Young, again, looking to free up their big-time player in Young. Atlanta's going for it. I think in our own division, Chicago's gotten a lot better, guys. I mean, the signing of veteran backup point guard Goran Dragic is huge. Lonzo Ball's healthy. They locked up Zach LaVine. They added Andre Drummond as a backup big for Nick Vucevic at the right price. They're going to be better this season. So I think a lot of teams in the East looking to step up, and on paper, the teams that were top 10 in the Eastern Conference at the end of last season, boy, a handful of them have gotten even better coming into this year.
Well, the elephant in the room that we haven't addressed is this entire Brooklyn Nets scenario and the implosion that has occurred with this franchise and Kevin Durant. Boy, do either one of you guys have an inkling as to how this is going to play out with Durant?
Boy, it's hard to say, right? And you just get the sense that owner Joe Tsai has had it, you know, from everything that you've read with the Kyrie drama that happened last season. I mean, if you're right, willing to get rid of these two guys, that's kind of a big deal, right? I mean, you're saying you're starting over. And remember, this is the franchise that traded with Boston to bring in Garnett, to bring in Pierce. I mean, this happened just a handful of seasons ago, and it didn't work out. And boy, they did the same thing, right? They mortgaged the future to bring in Harden. Harden didn't even finish the season there, right, guys? And now they have Ben Simmons. So who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Kyrie, not surprisingly, opted in to take the tens of millions of dollars this season. Now the Durant trade rumors. I wouldn't be overly surprised if they remain in Brooklyn? I mean, I don't think the Brooklyn ownership, again, this is from what we've been reading and everything else and people you talk to, I don't think they feel a ton of pressure to move them, particularly if they're not going to get a load back, right, in the deal. I mean, they're not going to move these guys at a discount just because they have trade requests or they're unhappy. They may end up in Brooklyn next season. And, oh, by the way, if they do, they're still going to be really good. I mean, considering everything, that they're going to have more time together, they still have some supporting pieces. Who knows what happens with Ben Simmons? So who knows how that's going to play out? We've obviously heard the trade rumors with the Lakers. That's a wild scenario. Trading Russell Westbrook isn't easy to do with a $40-some million contract. So, hey, the soap opera that is the NBA, and we all love every minute of it, but, man, that's a – what a combustible, you know, seemingly combustible situation that is right now in Brooklyn. And who knows how that's eventually going to play out.
Yeah. John, were you surprised that the Warriors were able to win this thing with one star, a bunch of role players, and two players off the bench? Are you serious? I
mean, yeah, it was what they've been able to do, how they've been able to turn it around is, you know, that's what you want to do, right? In an organization, they did. You alluded to it, Jimmy. They hit rock bottom. They're the worst team in the league. They had the worst record just two seasons ago. And again, obviously injuries, right? Steph Curry was out nearly that entire season. Klay Thompson was out that entire season. They knew they had the core. But again, we see what playoff and finals experience can do for you. And a team that just looked like a well-oiled machine and like they had it together. You know, I thought to me, Jim, the last couple of seasons, you know, you and I sat together and watched each and every one of those playoff runs from 2015 to 2018. What was dangerous about the Warriors then was that we knew what Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green were going to do with that first unit. But, man, when that second unit came in, they were teams off the floor. You know, Sean Livingston, Leandro Barbosa, David Lee, right? That list just went on and on and on. And that's where they got you, right? You thought you could take a rest with one or two of those stars off the floor. You couldn't. And I think that's what hurt Golden State in previous seasons, two seasons ago, obviously the injuries. But really last year, that bench started to come around, right? The Jordan Pools and all the younger guys who they brought in and were able to make work and fit with the system. They brought in their guys. They know what kind of system, what kind of players they have. So, you know, again, that's kind of how you want to sculpt it. And it happened to work out for the Warriors. Again, Jimmy, though, I mean, we're talking about three of the, you know, Steph Curry, obviously, perhaps the greatest shooter in the history of the game. Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, they know what they're doing. The system worked. They brought in players who could come off the bench and fit into that system, and they were able to win another one this season.
And again, Steve Kerr, I think what he does is so overlooked at orchestrating the entire process in Golden State.
Yeah, no question. He's part of what goes along with it, right? I mean, his rookie season again. And we were there when he took over from Mark Jackson. Everybody wondered, would he be able to make it work with this unique, this different looking team? That, you know, one of the first teams to really say, we're going to shoot 50% threes every night, right? We're going to try to shoot half our shots from behind the line. And it has worked. And they have gone out. And, you know, Kerr in lockstep with the front office, they go out and get their players. Right. I mean, rarely do you see a player playing for the Warriors over the last, what, 8-9 years where you say, that's really not a good fit. And that player's not going to work. How about what they did with Andrew Wiggins?
Right.
You trade for Wiggins, and Wiggins, who was kind of just doing his thing in Minnesota, now becomes an integral part of what they're doing and part of what the team is doing, you know, and embracing that team concept. And to me, that's just an example of what they've been able to do over the last couple of years and why they've had the success that they have.
Boy, great stuff. Jay, Mike, as always, a pleasure to sit and talk basketball with you. Can't wait to get on those planes again and start covering the Cavs and talk NBA throughout the 22-23 campaign. But we appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us.
Great always stuff, fun. Jim. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, thanks. Jay, Mike, joining us here on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Again, John, the television voice of the Cavaliers on Bally Sports. Appreciate him stopping by and paying a visit. We'll have more after this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Cavaliers Radio Network. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Boy, awesome guests. A huge thank you goes out to Cavaliers General Manager Mike Gansey for stopping by and paying us a visit and catching us up on everything that has happened with this team during the offseason. And, of course, great insights from the television voice of the Cavaliers, one John Michael. Boy, Jim, the closer we get to the start of this season and training camp, the more excited I get. And I know you're enthusiastic to get this thing rolling because it certainly looks like this is going to be a very exciting season for the Cavaliers.
I agree with you, Tim. And when you get input from guys like Mike Gamzian, you know, he's right there in the war room. And then the great John Michael, you know, who's doing such a fantastic job on television. You know, it just gets you ready, you know, makes you want to just start the season tomorrow.
Well, there's no doubt about that. So, again, thanks to Mike Ganzi, thanks to John Michael, and, of course, a great big thank you to the guys on the other side of the window, the dynamic duo of Kurt McLaughlin and Marty Allen. Jim, a great big thank you to you. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again next week for Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Until then, so long, everybody.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.